Hey guys, this is Joanne Ray, and I am super excited about this upcoming episode of Human Connection. This one's a little different. We recently had the pleasure of having Brian Adams in our office to record a sit-down between he and I for the Integrity Inspire podcast, and I wanted to be able to share that here with you, our Human Connection audience. So in this, Brian and I just simply chat about our beginning days of doing business together and the remarkable road that we've both been on and now being a part of Integrity. So I hope you enjoy.
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks so much for joining today's Inspire podcast. I'm so excited to be on the road today, and I'm here in beautiful Columbia, Missouri, with the president of Senior Marketing Specialists and one of my favorite people in the world, Miss Joanne Ray. Joanne, thanks for letting me swing by your office. We've been talking a lot about how can we all learn together.
Yep.
We've got all these pieces of the puzzle that we've put together, so many incredible partners. And one of the things we said is, how can we go out to some of our offices and say, you know, share with us best practices? What can we all learn together? Because we are all in this together. And I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
There would be no Integrity without you, Dan and David McNerney.
There's some history
Bobby
there.
Bobby Richardson.
Yeah.
It's been Mary Sarah,
yeah.
The whole team. So it's exciting to be here. Yeah. Thank you for letting us
be here. Thank you. Yeah, first of all, thank you for coming. I mean, this is a huge honor for us to have you and the caliber of folks that are here with us today, learning some of our best practices and meeting some of our folks when you got to address our group
awesome.
That's here today. I mean, that's
you
just
have
been,
such a young, dynamic,
that's
vibrant
been a highlight.
Group. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I was telling a story earlier, but I also appreciate this too. When one of our folks won the Steve Young signed jersey, she was a huge Steve Young fan, first of all. So that was a huge treat and an honor for her. Her daughter, who works here also, is like 22 or 23. Doesn't have any idea who Steve Young is, doesn't care. But Brian Adams was in the office, so she got to meet Brian Adams. So that
oh
was like
gosh.
Her celebrity signing moment.
Get
so you're a celebrity
here.
Around
yeah,
here.
Right. Well, hey, listen, Steve's way more important. I was telling you, so we were recently on a trip and ran into, you know, my kids are big Kansas City Chiefs
yeah.
fans. And you just gave us Super Bowl hats, which my kids are going to lose their mind over that. And we ran into Travis Kelce in the hallway. So literally we're
not
walking
here.
By. No, we were in Orlando.
Just to let everybody know.
And I run it, literally just walks by and I go, hey, Kelce, this kid's one of your biggest fans. And it was like, I don't even know what came upon me because I'm usually not that kind of guy, but I was like, I got to do this.
Did he look like the kind of guy that would just like come up and start talking or would
he
like...
He was the nicest guy in the world. He turned around, talked to my kids, and it was so cool. And so we get back up to the room and my youngest Shiloh goes, man, I cannot believe I met a real life celebrity. and I said, well, you've met Steve Young before and you know, Steve. And he goes, yeah, but he's not a real celebrity. Travis Kelce.
He's no Travis Kelce.
Travis still Kelce.
He's
now,
not Travis
if it
Kelce.
Would have been Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, he'd have lost his mind.
I don't know if we could have ever lost
his mind.
Have you ever heard the Kansas City Raps song? The Kansas City Chiefs rap song? No, I'm not going to sing it. But there's one for both Super Bowls. And my kids are now like into this like Kansas City rap.
They know it.
They go to Alexa. And say, play Kansas City Chiefs rap song. And they're actually pretty good. It's actually really good. Well, hey, so one of the things we've been looking at is all the amazing things that every one of our businesses have done. And what you guys have at McNerney and Senior Marketing Specialists is truly remarkable. And you guys had one of the biggest AEPs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Your annual enrollment period was off the charts. You've grown so much. And so one of the things we had a group that said, let's go and talk to some of our offices and then try to share that knowledge with some of our other offices about how do we help you grow as fast as your team does. Why do you think you and your team are so successful and what sets you all apart from the rest of the industry?
Yeah. So I'll answer that in the same way that I told you when you first sat down, which is the only secret, and it's nothing you can take back to Dallas, is the people that put all the systems and the processes
and you've got great
together
people.
Here. We've got great people. That is by far my biggest accomplishment outside my own children is this family here and building this and the just the extraordinary passion and love that they have for this company. for what we're doing, for what Integrity is now doing, to continue to be a part of something bigger and bigger than just ourselves. I think we get the right people in that have that same mindset. We love our agents, we love our customers, and we're a systems and process kind of, you know, junkies. We love building and making sure that our systems and our processes are in place for our agents and our staff, and it just makes everything more scalable. When you've got one person that in their mind knows how to do something and has to go do it all, that you can't scale that.
Right.
So we're into standard operating procedures and all the different resource guides and everything that we have and continue to build. I gave a presentation the other day that said, I hope to my team, I hope you feel the pride of looking at our organizational chart now, because it goes like this. Mm. It doesn't go like this. And I think there's many organizations that still it goes top up, bottom down. And the only way I can sit in that room and see my next step is if the person in front of me go somewhere else, and they only have the one if the person in front of them can go somewhere else. So we've tried to always build this way. We've tried to always build out. If you have a passion or a specialty that you're good at and want to have an impact on, let's go over here and build it. You know, we've got a lot of people on our team right now that are directors and leadership that it started off as a project. Why don't you do this as a team project, see if you can put some people together and see if you can get it done. And now it's a whole department.
So. Which, that's how you got started.
It absolutely is. Right? Yeah. So how about this brokerage thing?
You surprised I remember that? When you actually started out the brokerage side of you know, with Dan McNerney and David and Bobby, you kind of started out like that. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background in doing that.
We don't want to go back all the way that far, but basically the way that our brokerage division, Senior Marketing Specialist, got started is Dan McNerney and five or six others, many of them, I think all of them, Integrity Partners now as well, so full circle as family members, were asked to go to Schaumburg, Illinois, to Pioneer Life Insurance, which is one of the first carriers in our world and in the senior space to have this thing called FMO. There had really never been an FMO distribution channel with all the complexities that it has now. So we were one of five or six asked to go there. That was in 1994, 1995.
Peter Nauert,
genius before his time. Can you imagine him today? What he would think of all of this?
I'm not sure if he, it would, listen, Peter was one of a kind.
He had the technology brain.
He was a legend of really putting together distribution before anybody else saw it.
Absolutely. And thank goodness he did, because that's where we got our start.
And so many people got their start from doing that, which is incredible. You talk about this opportunity of kind of building this organizational structure that's kind of more horizontal than vertical. I love that. There's kind of two ways of kind of thinking about organizational structures in my mind. Is there's this kind of idea of the traditional ladder that you work your way up to the top of the ladder. And then there's this idea of a lattice, right? So if you envision a lattice work where you can maybe crawl over and then go up, right? And or move over in different areas. And I think that's really brilliant, because it allows everybody to be able to flourish in so many ways.
Right. You're going to grow a lot faster, a lot farther. If you've got a bigger reach, you can innovate more. That's one of the things, again, too, with a lot of the people that you've met from our organization. Just, I mean, intellect and passion, we definitely find the right person that kind of has that, you know, where that crossroads is you're good at what you do, you have a passion about what you're doing, and you can make money at it. That's something that is that intersection. There is our industry, that's our company, that's Integrity as well. And so we've put a lot of effort into that.
So you guys have been so successful, and there would be no Integrity without the McNerney family, without you were in the room where it happened in the early days when we were creating this in 05, 06, and it's amazing kind of how far we've come. You've had so much success, and it's been, I mean, I feel like I've kind of grown up with you in so many ways. And you've never lost that kind of childlike curiosity. And so Patrick Bet-David said this to me one day. He said, you've got like this childlike curiosity and this kind of demeanor that really is interesting to me. And I didn't know exactly, is that good or bad?
I think that's a compliment.
Definitely a compliment for you because, look, you've got like this, this idea, just that passion is like, how do we do these things better? What drives you today?
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. You know, I think, so I'll use Dan again, in this scenario years ago when Dan McNerney was at the helm and a lot of his mentors had gone on. Shep had just passed, Peter Narrett had passed, those, the original founder of our company had just passed, all within a pretty much like a 2-3-4 year time span. And one of the things that I asked him at that time, which is, where do you continue to get your motivation? Where do you continue to get your drive? Because you're pouring that out to everybody else. Where do you get it? And I've tried to walk in his footsteps as much as I can, but his, and in this example is definitely one, which is, you know, he said, I've gotten everything I want to accomplish out of life. I've got the family, I've got the health, I've got the finance, I've got the legacy, if you will. Now the fun, now the joy is helping others get that. Yeah. And so I've tried to, I'll never forget that day, that conversation. It was years ago. Is before I was ever in a place to be able to pour anything out to anybody else. So I've tried to live by that model as well. This is a fun business. Yeah, it's a fun company. It's a great, you know, joy to be a part of Integrity and to have the camaraderie and the friendships and the competitiveness, the friendly competitiveness, to see each other, text chains, email chains, calling each other. You know, it's a fun business to be in when you're doing it with your friends and your partners and you keep bringing more new friends and more new partners. So we continue to grow that circle of friends and our family even bigger. But I think that's for me, it's just watching these kids literally, just like we were when we started, these kids are coming into the business straight out of college, not having any idea how to spell Medicare or what Medicare is going to mean to them someday as a company or as an industry. But they're loving what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting excited. They have that passion. They're having fun, whether it's through the marketing campaigns or through building a system or a new process that we take. And now we take that all over the whole company, you know, to have ownership of something and to give somebody ownership of something, to be able to build a piece of this that's kind of their own. You know, that's, again, the Integrity model is we're all building something for each other. But also there's a piece of this that we're building for ourselves and our own family. And when you can do that simultaneously, that's a pretty good pretty good day's work.
It's amazing the opportunity we have. And I think that point and that kind of reminder that you have about like this opportunity for us to pour into other people.
Yeah.
It's one of those things people ask me like, why are you keep working so hard? Why are you traveling so hard? I was leaving this morning. My youngest said, because we just got back from a trip, and he goes, who makes the schedule? And I said, well, I do. He goes, then why are you leaving? And I was like, because I get this opportunity to do this. But it's this real, like, there's an opportunity to be able to do the things we do. And this is fun, first of all. So selfishly, there's that. But there's this obligation as well that I feel that, I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let other partners down. And I think we've got this obligation to the next generation for us to really be able to pour into them, be able to support them more, be able to inspire them to kind of this next wave of serving our clientele and making sure that they have the best life, health, and wealth coverage possible.
I agree. I feel that same sense of responsibility when I pull in the parking lot and I see we've got two buildings here side by side and you see all the cars. And as I pull in, some days that makes me the happiest. Some days it makes me, you know, that's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. And then you start seeing car seats added in the backs of the cars and you know that they're going home to new homes and mortgages. Yeah. And so to me, that's why I work so hard is to make sure that the promises that I made to those people the day they started, that we can continue to build this thing out limitless, right? Yeah. So that they can have everything they want.
And so when you joined Integrity, that was a big thing for you. I know whenever we all talked, you were like, hey, we've made some real commitments to everybody here.
Yeah.
So we've now been partners. We've been partners, frankly, for a long time.
Yep.
I mean, for it's like 18 years, almost 20
surely
years.
Surely not. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a while. It's been a minute. But the other thing is, like, you know, real partners at Integrity, almost 3 years now.
Yeah, and June. June was our announcement, June of 2020.
Geez, First of all, can you believe, think about what was happening in June of 2020.
Oh, well, even better than that. So March 15th was the day that we flew to Dallas.
Oh my gosh.
To kind of do our handshake and letter of intent. And that was when the world was just starting to get a little wonky. And we walked into your office and there's hand sanitizer everywhere.
That was when I was getting scared.
Yeah. And you were like greeted us with an elbow instead of a hug. And we're like, what is wrong with this dude? Why is he?
Remember, I was like, hey, there's this something.
It's big. And then three, maybe 4 days later, we sent our entire company home for 93 days.
I remember we had already got into the planning process of that.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, this is something more. Yeah. I think everybody's thought was kind of like a snow day. We're going to send people home for a few weeks, a few days, and then be back to normal. Yep. And it was like, no, this is something bigger.
Yeah.
And then I forgot that we met right at the beginning, the customer.
Oh, it was,
And then we got our deal done in the midst.
In the midst of it, which is the craziest.
This was back when we were still washing, we weren't even washing bags off. We were sending them outside in the garage, remember?
For 24 hours
to let it go away. We were still wearing gloves to get stuff.
Yeah.
We got this deal done.
We got it done.
I remember flying in to meet with your team.
Yeah.
We separated. Everybody was
socially
spaced.
Oh, we had 6 feet apart.
It was amazing. But we still did it.
We got it done.
It was that commitment. We're going to do this together. And it's amazing. Yeah. So now looking back, what would, what are your thoughts about, this partnership and what we're doing?
Yeah, we don't have long enough to go into everything, but I think the thing that I always think about is that day again, we stood in front of a large group of people and made some promises, and we're both going to work really hard, and all of us, to make sure that we continue to deliver on those. And we always thought we took really good care of our employees. We always thought we had a really great benefit package, and we had great fun, and we had all these things that created HR and culture. But since joining Integrity, that's all just kind of been, blown up like crazy. Benefits continue to get better and better. Our people are happier. They're safer from an insurance standpoint, to the 401k, to literally everything in between. I just think it's been a beautiful thing to watch them go through. We have a Thursday staff meeting, and a lot of times they'll share like something about the benefits. Like, I just went to this chiropractor and I want to let everybody know. And then they just eat that up and continue to share using those benefits and making sure of why they're there, and to go from where we were to where we are now, to continue to improve on those benefits. I mean, last year they were good.
Yeah.
For it to come back in with the way that it did this year is just mind-blowing. So we appreciate that on behalf of our entire team and all of Integrity. Thank you for leading that charge and making that happen, because that's a huge deal. We're the people and culture. That is two of the things that have always defined us as well. So it's been a beautiful thing to see everybody's fear in coming on with Integrity at first is, oh my God, it's this big corporation now. We're going to have to be a part of, all the corporate stuff, and we're going to lose all of our things that we love about our little company here in Columbia, Missouri. And that just hasn't happened. We get the beauty of being a part of something so much bigger than ourselves, but we get the good part.
Yeah.
And we continue to kind of still do our thing here, continue to build what we're building, continue to add to what we're doing with our people. So that's been a huge benefit.
Awesome.
And it's an awesome thing to be able to say that when we stood up there and June of 2020, that everything we promised them that day, we've delivered on, and so much more.
Yeah.
So much more.
The fun thing about walking around your office is how much Game Time swag is everywhere.
You see a lot of Game Time. A lot of it's probably hidden from you.
Game Time swag is...
It's everywhere.
It's crazy.
Isn't it fun? Yeah, it's
a lot of fun. That's one of those things that people absolutely love.
Yeah.
In fact, Kendall was in our office the other day and said, now I just need to remind people that sometimes when we put things out, like, it's not for everybody, or you can only take one, because evidently, like, there was days I was traveling
under lock
all the time.
And key many times around.
Like, I was traveling a lot, and I would be like, we got what? Where can I get one of those?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, we don't have him. I'm like, what in the world? So can somebody save me something? But it is so fun that we're able to do all of those different things and also be partners on the employee ownership plan and just everything that we've been able to do together.
Yep.
I remember Dan and I talking about the ownership plan probably in 2009, 2010. And we started working with a lawyer together about with what could we do at Integrity. And then we just never could pull it together because it's so complicated. And that was something that I know whenever we joined forces, that was a big part of it
as well.
And that's where I'm excited. Everybody's coming together. Everybody's being able to have this opportunity, but also this obligation to work together. Oh, we have all these pieces of the puzzle. I say this all the time, that we're just getting started. And I truly believe it. Yeah. People make fun of me sometimes when I say this. But it's the truth. Like the opportunities we've been talking about in the conference room today with your team has been so inspiring. And I'm like, I just want to stay here and keep talking because there is so many opportunities. Yeah. Isn't it incredible?
Right.
And now that we're kind of letting our guard down where it's not like, it's not zero sum anymore. We can then focus on, like you started out, is we have to focus on how do we make this best for our agents and ultimately best for their customers.
Right.
And if we can focus on that, there's no limit to what we can do. So I truly believe we're just getting started.
Absolutely.
Thanks again for letting us come out today. It is, I'm going around the country looking.
How fun.
Visiting. You should come with me.
Oh my God. Well, I heard the plane was full.
It is pretty full. But listen, it's all about how do we learn from each other, accomplish more and serve more people. And together, I think we can accomplish more than we ever could on our own.
That's our love language. Well, we absolutely love
the love language. I love that love language because it is true. So, hey, everybody, thanks so much for joining today's Inspire. Joanne, thanks so much for letting us be here with
you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be your partner. It's a joy for me and my family to be partners with you and everybody here. And so we're super excited can't wait for everybody to continue to watch all the incredible things that are happening here at Senior Marketing Specialist, McNerney Management Group, SBS, everybody here is top notch, and I'm proud to be your partner.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
God bless you guys. Have a great day and great week.